Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Monday, September 26th, 2016. Today he is reminding us that it is essential that we accept ourselves as the eternal divine beings that God created. You are divine beings of immense power and energy. Divine energy. Humanity's awakening is so close that your awareness that it is occurring is intensifying enormously. You feel it enveloping you, and yet you still experience the illusion as very real. And this feels very confusing for you. It is as though you were locked into that moment you experience as humans as you wake up after sleeping, but in which you are still not fully awake. Your dreams are gently dissipating, and consciousness is returning, but you have not yet fully engaged with it. There is no one now incarnate on earth who is completely unaware of the enormous changes that are in progress. Even those who are caught up in the gloom and doom that the mainstream media consistently regurgitate, or those living in conflict zones, areas of intense poverty, or refugee camps, are, at a deep level, aware that something of enormous importance is occurring. You who are reading or listening to this message are, of course, well aware, but are also, at times, experiencing severe doubts because, and as you interact with others who are caught up in the media's catastrophic information onslaught, you encounter the negative and even despairing energies to which they are so firmly attached. And then, instead of observing them and letting them pass, you engage with them and get drawn in, thus intensifying your own doubts. It is therefore essential that you continue your daily practice of going within in order to boost your reception of the divine love flowing continuously within you and through you that supports you magnificently in every moment, so long as you open your hearts to receive it. Love is your true nature, but the distractions of the illusion have intensified as those who wish to continue engaging with it and playing the games it offers desperately attempt to repair and stabilize its rapidly crumbling foundations. Thus it is easy for you to allow those noisy and very disturbing distractions to cloud your awareness of your purpose on earth in this time of change, as humanity's long-sought awakening into the realization of its true nature, which will allow the return to full consciousness, finally blossoms. As you well know, your purpose is to hold your light on high and intend to extend it to all of humanity without exception, and in doing so to remember in every moment that it is the eternal and inextinguishable light of God's love for all of His creation. As soon as you notice that the distractions of the illusion have drawn your focus away from your divine purpose, immediately reset your intention to be loving in every moment and in every situation. Your loving intention is extremely powerful, just as God wills, and affects not only those with whom you come into physical contact, but every incarnate being presently on earth. You tend to forget that you are not your physical forms, your human bodies, but are actually vast energy fields of love, at one with God and all of creation. This realization is hidden from you temporarily by the flimsy and ephemeral veil that envelops the illusion. Your task, as the awakening process accelerates and intensifies, is to remain focused on being yourself. You are eternally one with Source. You have never separated from Him. But as you follow your individual human paths through the illusion, bringing with you and extending to all an abundance of love for humanity, the draining energies of negativity do affect you. Remember that within the illusion all is illusory, Therefore, your fears, worries, anxieties, and the depressing emotions that accompany them are also utterly illusory. Only love is real, and it is eternal and always present. You have all experienced moods, either euphoric or distressing, that have realized themselves within you and then passed away, but which felt very intense while they were occurring, so much so that they seemed, while you were experiencing them, to be your normal state. Then they dissolved, and you returned to what your presence in the illusion does recognize as normality, proving that nothing within the illusion lasts, all is ephemeral. Consequently, it is also quite clear that nothing in the illusion is normal. It frequently fools and confuses you into believing that it is the only reality, because that is what it was established to do, and you become engrossed in the games with which it presents you. The main confusion is the strong and intense belief in the reality of your personal identities as human bodies. What follows from that is your constantly sensed need to provide for them and protect them from the attacks of others and from injury and disease. They are without doubt separate and fragile homes from which you experience life, and their continued survival frequently seems severely threatened. However, you are not your bodies. You are divine beings of immense power and energy, divine energy, constantly in the presence of our Source and one with it, because separation from Source is impossible, as Source is all that exists. Allow yourselves to accept the truth of who you are, trust it implicitly, and delight in the joy that knowing that brings you. And that joy can only be found within. What you see outside is illusory. With so very much love, Saul.